Let's talk about checks and balances. The current Board of Commissioners has been dominated by one party for the last number of years, and depending on how this election goes, it may remain that way. The commissioner from District 1 is not up for re-election, they're still serving their term, and they're Republican. In District 2, you have two Republicans that will likely advance to the general election, and that effectively guarantees another Republican in the Board of Commissioners. In District 3, you have myself, a Democrat, and my opponent, a Republican. Most everyone I've spoken to wants diversity in their government. They want a dissenting viewpoint. They want a person or group or collection, a coalition, that can advocate for the viewpoints that are being overlooked by the majority. And then they want that check and balance on power. They want someone who can advocate for transparency. Now, I hope to earn your vote for any number of reasons, but at minimum, if voting for me is a vote for a check to the current Board of Commissioners' power, I would be honored to have that vote. My goal is to make sure that everyone in Spokane County gets what they deserve from their local government. And I think the best way of doing that is making sure you have a diversity of viewpoints. Even if the current Board of Commissioners was entirely composed of Democrats, I think there would be a very strong argument to bring in an independent or even a Republican to one of those seats. You want multiple viewpoints. Most people do. And so in this primary, a week from today, if a vote for Robbie Catherine Anthony is a vote for a check on power, I would be honored to be that person and to carry that aspiration and fulfill it while in office. And in the general election, there will be two Republicans that goes to the Board of Commissioners. So perhaps it's worth voting for a Democrat, if only as a check and balance.